Senator Lisa Murkowski is talking about global warming more than ever. While the Green New Deal is a lightning rod in Congress, Murkowski says she's reaching for what's politically possible. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Among the big goals included in the Green New Deal proposal is to transition to energy sources with zero emissions within a decade. Murkowski takes a more measured and less specific approach.
We propose that we focus on these technologies that will allow us to get us to a lower carbon economy, reduce our emissions, but do so in a way that is responsible, that is sensitive to the economy.
That's Murkowski speaking at a recent oil industry event in Texas. As chair of the Senate Energy Committee, she's a regular at the annual conference known as CERAWeek. By her side this year was the new top Democrat on the panel, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He's a champion of coal, and she's a fan of more oil production. No one expected they would focus on climate change. But they have. It's been a recurring theme in their hearings, and they co-authored a March 8 opinion piece in the Washington Post headlined, "It's Time to Act on Climate Change Responsibly." At the energy conference, Manchin described the op-ed as a way to publicly embrace the issue.
Then I said, well, why don't we put this out before CERAWeek so they know that this is real?
Murkowski is comfortable talking about the need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. At a recent hearing in her committee, she put up maps of Alaska and talked about the diminished sea ice and the thawing of permafrost.
In Alaska, we view that there is no choice here. In the Arctic, we're seeing warming at over twice the average of the rest of the lower 48. It is directly impacting our way of life.
Manchin sounds like someone still working to convince the folks back home of the science that man-made climate change is real.
If you come from a red state such as West Virginia, a lot of people talk of climate change as being basically in biblical terms. It's always changed. It will continue to change. But when you talk about the last...
He says he often reminds people they're entitled to their own opinions, but not to make up their own facts. Like Murkowski, Manchin talks about developing new technologies to reduce carbon emissions without drastically cutting back on fossil fuel production.
We can do a lot more, but we got to use what we have. We're not going to eliminate. We're going to innovate.
Manchin and Murkowski talk about developing ways to capture carbon, as well as improving renewable energy and nuclear power. But some policymakers and many environmental groups say innovation alone won't work fast enough to prevent catastrophic climate change. They say the U.S. has to limit or tax carbon. Murkowski sees danger in moving too quickly on climate.
I appreciate the urgency. I understand that. But I also recognize that we have to work within the systems that we have. And we need to make sure that we're not destroying our economy.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has promised a vote on the Green New Deal, not because he likes it, but to force Democrats into an uncomfortable vote on an issue he considers a loser. Murkowski says political pigeonholing and finger-pointing on climate isn't helpful. As she sees it, the debate about the Green New Deal distracts from the effort to find more pragmatic solutions. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.